Previously on Murphy Bay Magic. Keegan has been a little bitchy lately. He's still been the kind-hearted young man I know him to be.
He hasn't been violent?
What if you invited her to the Bean Spot for coffee? She could talk about her daughters, and you could talk about Dawn.
Interdimensional travel upgrades for the ice cream truck.
This folder is full of things to protect me from the warlocks that are haunting me.
So, what do you want to do for our dreamscape date night?
Sunny and Rita.
Fuck!
What is it, baby?
Again? Really?
Sorry, I had to take the mushrooms to get here, and that means...
Oh, you can hear the narrator.
Yeah.
Narrator?
Yes, Rita?
If you're trying to talk to me, I can't hear you.
Oh, right.
My wife thinks you're a hallucination, and we both know that isn't true.
Thank you! Ugh.
You probably tried to thank me just then, but remember...
You can't hear me.
I can't hear you, because I didn't take the shrooms.
You're pretty good at guessing his reactions. Almost like he's a product of your subconscious.
You really want to do this right now? We have beautiful, nasty gay sex, and then pop into my pocket dimension for a date. And do you want to talk about...
I'm sorry. You're right. It's not important.
Narrator, I had a really long afternoon working on a plan to save Murphy Bay, and I'd really like to have a nice date night with Sunny. Since you freak her out when
you
start...
Yeah, she wants me to hold off on narrating your date.
Could you hold off on narrating our date night? I want to at least provide Sunny with some semblance of privacy.
Can I at least explain what's happening right now?
He wants to know if he can at least describe what's currently happening.
Hell yeah, let her rip, dude.
Whew! Okay. Sunny and Rita stood in the infinite hallway. Rita had spent the previous afternoon organizing all of the information Dawn had presented to her, Sunny, and Keegan the night before. This evening was a regularly scheduled date night for Sunny and Rita. After their beautiful, nasty gay sex, the two ladies popped into the dreamscape for date night. I'm done.
He's done.
Cool, thanks, man.
So, what should we do for date night? You make any new rooms lately?
I haven't really felt like making stuff lately.
Grief?
Yeah, that, and I'm just too fucking exhausted. My grief feels different after last night. Knowing Dawn is still out there, but not... But...
She's present, but not here. She's gone, but not...
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Even before last night, since we moved, most of my dreamscape time has been spent in a room that's just the front porch of our old house.
You devoted a room to that?
Yeah. I made the inside of the house too, but the whole point is the porch.
Yeah, I miss that porch.
Me too. In the dreamscape room, it's a rainy fall day. And I'm drinking coffee in your old rocking chair. I'm sorry I don't have the spoons to make us something new on the spot.
I don't care about some new room. Take me to the porch.
Really?
Yeah, let's go.
You really want to spend date night on our old porch?
I want to spend time with you. I miss our old house. If I can spend time with you at our old house, that sounds like a lovely date.
Of all the things we could do here, that's what you want to do. There's a sapphic oil wrestling room.
And maybe we can do our own sapphic oil wrestling on our old porch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little ways to walk. I put it in a quieter area of the dreamscape.
Yep, fine by me.
Me too. Gives us some time to check in. Have you been seeing any patients?
A couple nervous people who needed some stitches. One of them asked if me seeing blood was going to be a problem.
Not a problem at all.
No, they weren't a Murphy, so it was definitely difficult. I had to drink 2 thermoses of blood afterwards. Thankfully, since there's no King of Vampires anymore, the bloodlust was a lot less.
I wonder if that's true for vampires who have been killing humans this whole time.
I don't know. I don't particularly want to meet any of those vampires.
Me neither.
I'm worried about how long the clinic can feasibly stay open. I'm considering quitting.
Why? It's not your fault people are bigots.
Yeah, but it'll feel like it's my fault if the clinic closes, and the people of Murphy Bay have to drive all the way to Waldport for basic medical care. Maybe if I quit and there's a new doctor who isn't undead, the clinic will be fine.
Well, I don't know if you want my 2 cents, but I don't think you should quit. But if you decide that you need to, I'm gonna support you.
Thanks, baby. You're already supporting me financially.
And you and Don supported me financially back in Texas. This stuff is gonna ebb and flow. Currently, you are the primary bread loser.
Gee, thanks.
But, at some point in our immortal lives together, I'm gonna be the bread loser again. It's not a big deal.
Really?
Of course. We're partners. We get through this life as a unit.
Thank you. I feel some unexpected relief after hearing you say that. I think I've been so stressed I didn't realize I was also worried about being a burden on top of... Hold the fuck up. What is this room?
Oh, that's nothing. Honestly, it's not important. Let's just go to the porch and we can have some coffee and...
You're telling me that this big-ass door with a sign that says Blowjobula's Castle is nothing?
Listen, I was trying to get out of my slump and create a sexy room again. This was my attempt, but I abandoned it partway through. I just wasn't feeling up to it. It didn't have that je ne sais that my other pervert-oriented rooms have.
We are making a pit stop on the way to having gay sex on our old porch.
Okay, fine. But please don't judge. It's like you're asking to read a manuscript before an author has completed her novel.
Is this the castle from the 1992 Dracula movie?
Yes, okay. I didn't have the mental energy to be too creative. I just use a spooky castle I already knew.
Baby, it doesn't make it less impressive.
It doesn't?
No. How did you feel when Keegan built our old house in Minecraft?
Impressed, but also bored because I don't like Minecraft and it's hard to pay attention to things I don't care about.
Uh-huh. Impressed is right. I'm impressed, baby. Recreating this from memory is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
The Count is here. Please still want to have sex with me after this?
Ah, the only sunshine which does not pain me.
Rita.
Yeah?
This is just you, dressed as Gary Oldman Dracula.
I'm supposed to be a placeholder. I couldn't get a Count Blowjobula right. I told you this room was a work in progress.
I get it, baby. I do. You look cute as Dracula.
Who is Dracula? I am the Count Blowjobula.
My apologies.
Dr. Simmons.
Oh, you've kissed my hand.
I want to do more than kiss hands with you. I want to suck your cock.
Oh, is that why you're called Count Blowjobula?
No, that is my surname.
Oh, my bad.
Come, I will make you like me.
Can the Count not tell that I'm already a vampire?
Apparently not, just roll with it.
Okay.
I will make you immortal. You too will become a cock-sucking creature of the night. You will go through the change. I will suck your cock, and when I have reached the precipice of sucking your soul from your body,
oh,
you will suck of my cock and receive the dark gift.
Is the dark gift your cum?
Yes!
Got it.
Can we go now? This room is clearly not finished.
No, this is fine. What happens if someone doesn't have a cock?
I will suck on whatever I find. Join me. Become a creature of the night. Once I bring you over, this peasant woman will be our feast, and we shall suck her into oblivion.
Okay.
Hold on, okay?
Yeah, sounds fun. 2 Ritas? This room may not be finished, but you can still finish in this room.
I
love you.
I love you too, my weirdo.
Light the sucking commence.
Okay, this is my first time trying to make a plan like this, so please give me a fucking break. I spent all afternoon yesterday working on Operation Ice Cream Truck.
Dawn would appreciate that you named your plan.
Thank you. I think so too. Everyone but my darling wife. When I flip this whiteboard, I'd better not hear anything about Dawn making them better, okay? I know Dawn's would be in a flowchart form, but I don't share her talent for that. Be nice. Fairies? I'm mostly talking to you little assholes, got it?
Got it.
Of course, baby.
I can't even read.
I'm not making any promises.
If I'm being honest, I don't know why we're sitting here. I just followed Izzy and Fizzy.
Wait. Why is the floor all wet?
We were playing with the sprayer in the sink.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Have you forgotten that we're allowing you to stay here because someone has been killing fairies?
Yes.
Are we ready? I need to get this plan explained and delegate tasks to everyone as soon as possible. I have coffee with Becca... Murphy? Wait, that wasn't the girl's last name. Theirs was...
Franklin.
Her maiden name is Murphy. She married a pretty chill non-witch, though.
Cool. I have a therapist-mandated coffee with Becca Franklin at the Bean Spot in a little while.
You okay with the missus hitting the Bean Spot with another lady?
Ugh, shut up, Bob.
I will crush you into fairy dust and snort you like a line of coke.
Understood.
Can we fucking start?
Yes.
Here it is.
Wow, it's beautiful. I love all of the scratches.
What the fuck happened to my plan? Bob?
I may have used the big board to hide when we were trying to blast each other with water.
Oh, may have?
Yes.
And maybe it got drenched instead of you?
Perhaps.
Oh, good news. You don't have to worry about something out there killing fairies.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm going to fucking kill you right now. Come here.
Hell yeah, get his ass.
Baby.
What?
From what little I can still read on your whiteboard, it seems like the fairies may be part of your plan. I think that's the last half of the word fairies on the left there.
You're right. Okay, let me try to explain the whole thing. Fairies?
Yeah, what's up?
Yep.
Go fuck off for a little bit. I'll explain your part in this later. I'm stressed and likely to resort to violence if you interrupt me again.
Got it. Understood.
Fucking off.
And you'd better leave Jaxie alone. Where was I? Oh, here.
Spatula?
No, I'm using it as my pointer. I couldn't find Dawn's. Look at the dripping marker Splotch is pointing at.
Fern Imenshaw Travis.
That says interdimensional travel.
Oh.
This whiteboard is useless now.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I think that was sarcasm.
Fine. I'll go over the plan. And Keegan, you can take notes.
On it.
Here is a summary of what Dawn gave us through the dreamscape. Sunny was given a few options for protecting herself from warlocks. I think getting this accomplished while we try to stop the Fomorians from rising is a good use of our time.
Is it really, though? I can manage.
If anything happened to you, I think I'd lose the will to give a shit about myself and this whole fucking town.
Oh, baby.
I'd be a lot less distracted if I didn't have to worry about warlocks hunting you, too. It would cut down on some of my hypervigilance.
Wow, I feel important.
It's because you are important.
Extremely.
From what I saw on the flash drive, it looks like Dawn gave you three options to help. The first was a spell to hide a vampire. The second was schematics for a protection amulet. And the third was a memory alteration device.
Is that what you have pulled up on the laptop here?
Yep.
Let me take a little look-see.
Does that seem like overkill?
I don't think so. You have warlocks hunting you. Those are witches. If the spell to hide a vampire is somehow compromised, you have backup plans. You know Dawn was a big fan of backup plans and redundancies.
Oh my god.
What?
This spell to hide a vampire. I think Dawn reached out to Grandma Kiva's spirit for help with this one. It has my grandma's witchy fingerprints all over it.
How do you know?
Well, for one, Dawn preferred her artificer stuff. The other two ways to protect Sunny are gadgets, and that has Dawn all over it. But just a spell? That's not Dawn.
Fair. How do you know the spell's Kiva's, though?
The same way I'd be able to taste test a lineup of carrot cakes and be able to tell you which one my grandma made. I just know it's her recipe.
Do you think you'll be able to pull off the spell with what she has written there?
Maybe. From the looks of it, I'm gonna have to help with the truck stuff, too. I don't know how long the other two are gonna take me.
The amulet and the memory-altering device?
I can't do either of those alone. I need a degree in engineering just to understand half of it. Part of this memory-altering device looks like it involves dismantling a Game Boy, but part of it looks like it requires a spell focus and a potion. Obviously, you're gonna need Viv's help with all of the women in STEM stuff required here, both to hide Aunt Sunny and modify the truck.
Oh my god. I think this is why Viv could summon me with prayer. I think Dawn wanted me to be comfortable enough with her to ask for help.
Viv can get other folks at the workshop to help too.
Okay. First thing I'm gonna do after this meeting is call Viv. We need to get help with the memory-altering device, the amulet to protect Sunny, and adapting the ice cream truck. I may not get to the spell to hide a vampire today, but we'll make progress on the other stuff.
Dawn gave me instructions for getting to the other world once we have the truck adapted. Although, they seem to be pretty risky. Surely there's a way we don't have to drive the truck directly into the side of a hill?
No, we definitely do.
Why do we have to do that?
The only other dimension this truck has been to so far has been the Artificer Workshop dimension. From what Viv explained to me on the phone, that's possible because Dawn's mom started building the truck at the workshop and was from Earth. She had a solid connection to both here and the workshop dimension.
Right, and you've never been to the other world, so there's no connection.
Exactly. The workshop changed the instructions on how to get there on a regular basis to make sure that only people who need to find the pocket dimension can find it. We have the instructions Dawn gave to get to the other world, but Viv doesn't know how the truck will manage the trip since we haven't been there before.
How does getting to the workshop work?
Every time Dawn and I went there, we had to drive the truck somewhere terrifying. Off a bridge, into an old house, into the side of a building, etc.
That seems like a bad method of travel.
It did to Dawn, too. So she asked Viv why the fuck the travel instructions were always life-threatening.
And?
In order to follow the instructions, you have to have quite a lot of faith that they're gonna work.
Oh.
I'm lost.
The faith in the instructions helps power the magic, right?
Yep. Without the intense belief that you're gonna get where you're going in one piece, the magic won't magic.
Great. I'm gonna be driving into the side of a hill.
Why do you think you're going to the other world with me?
I'm the druid here. It only makes sense to take me.
But you're also just a little baby guy.
I'm 21 years old.
Little baby guy.
Who are the Morrigan, Dogda, and Lou?
Not a clue.
They're members of the Tawaha de Danann. I know about the other world, and I know about who we're looking for. You need me.
That's actually why I was going to bring the fairies.
Fairies who are famously liars and tricksters? Why would you trust a single thing they tell you about the other world? They lied to you about showing you Balor in the book you saw at Teresa's. We learned that was Dawn. I've been told stories about the other world my whole life.
Keegs. It's not that I think you're incapable of helping me. On the contrary, I think you'd be extremely helpful.
Then why not bring me?
Despite your knowledge, you're still a squishy human.
Not totally. Not anymore.
What, so we make sure there's a full moon in the other world so you can wolf out? I don't even know how helpful you'd be in wolf mode.
I already figured out how to change on command.
Really? Already?
Did not.
I did. I'm a better witch than Riley. I have more self-control. I've been meditating on how I felt on the full moon, and I'm able to focus on that feeling enough to change. I'm also conscious of what I'm doing when I'm wolfed out.
You just turned for the first time the night before last. You already have control over it?
Yeah. I think being at home on the ley line helped me. I have more control when I turn on my own free will rather than with the moon, but yeah, the full moon lasts 3 nights. I turned last night.
Oh my god, did you hurt anybody?
No. I was pretty exhausted, so I mostly just slept.
You turned into a werewolf and just slept?
I puttered around the woods behind the house for a little bit, but yeah. I explored for a little, came back home, drank all of Jaxie's water dish, and went to my room.
Why didn't I hear any of that?
The unfortunate part of having advanced senses as a wolf is that I could hear you and Sunny were occupied. That's why I left to explore for a little while. I think you were too focused on other things to notice any noise I may have been making.
Yeah, I was focused on dead ass. And then Count Blowjobula.
I don't want to know what that means.
Oh, God, I'm embarrassed.
I didn't know. You didn't know. I just appreciate it if you could refrain from the gay stuff when it's my time of the month.
Completely fair. I'll start tracking the moon on my calendar.
Hold on, if you could just bop around and chill in your room, why did Riley attack you when he went wolf mode?
Emotions are definitely harder to deal with when you're a wolf. But some basic self-regulation skills go a long way. There's some Irish folklore about werewolves that paints them, well, us, as being protectors rather than feral killers. I need to read about it more. I think what it comes down to is that Riley is 50 years overdue for finding a therapist, and he blames everything but himself for his own shitty behavior.
This behavior from men is why I'm a lesbian.
If I can turn right now and show you that I'm in control, will you let me go to the other world with you? Think of the opportunity this would be for me.
What do you think, Sunshine?
Well, he's technically an adult, and this is your plan.
Okay, Teen Wolf, let's go.
For real?
Yep, show me. Wolf out.
Okay, give me a minute.
You good?
Yes, shut up. I'm trying to focus.
Your face looks like you're taking a challenging shit.
Baby, let him focus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
You in there, kid?
I think that was a yes.
Sit. Shake. Oh, fuck. Hey, not cool. You did not have to push me.
He didn't like you telling him to sit and shake. I think that confirms Keeg is still conscious.
Oh, no. Jaxie.
That's just Keegan, Jaxie.
What's happening?
They're just staring at each other.
Good God, they've both got the zoomies.
Get his ass!
They're playing? Are you sure?
Maybe. I swear to God, one of you had better sneeze right now to show the other one you're play fighting.
Thank you, Keegan.
Hey! Not on the kitchen counter! Down! Down, boy! Thanks for walking with me. I've been crying a lot lately, and I don't want to start sobbing at the bean spot.
After dealing with Jaxie and Keegan Zoomies, Rita delegated tasks to her family and barely made it to the bean spot in time. Once coffee had been procured, Rita and Becca sipped as they strolled around downtown Murphy Bay.
Totally understand. I've started driving all the way to Depot Bay to get groceries because I had a sobbing episode at the grocery store here.
Oh no. Does it help at all, knowing that, you know, most of the people here in town know you have a really goddamn good reason to have sobbing episodes? Since people don't really know me or who I lost, I feel like my crying lacks context.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's more that I don't want to be that vulnerable in front of strangers. Being perceived like that while I'm... I don't know.
In anguish?
Yeah. anguish is the perfect word. Being perceived in that state by a bunch of people who only knew my girls in passing, it feels too personal.
Like they can't understand the magnitude of your loss since they didn't know your girls.
Yeah.
I wish I could have met them.
Me too.
Would it help if you told me a little about them?
Most people are afraid to ask me about them now. Death makes people uncomfortable.
He makes me uncomfortable too, but that's just because he's my dad.
That's right. I forgot who your dad is. Honestly, I forget you aren't a regular human. I think I expected a demigod to be a little condescending.
That's a high compliment. I love regular humans.
Well, my regular human girls may have been twins, but they couldn't have been more different.
How so?
Well, Nora was 4 minutes older, but you'd think it was 4 years. She was 20 going on 45. She loved her witchcraft. She was responsible to an odd degree. She potty trained herself as a baby, swear to God.
How in the hell did that happen?
Yeah, she just said potty to me one day. I checked her diaper, thinking she had pottied. She looked at me like I had 3 eyes and just said, no, potty. I sat her on the toilet, thinking she wouldn't do anything, and she peed. It's just like she decided she was going to be done with diapers. That's how she was about those things.
Decisive kid?
Decisive and relentless. She already had enough credits to start college as a junior by the time she finished high school. She took every dual credit course available. She had just finished her undergraduate a month before she died. And she applied to get her master's in Irish mythology and folklore from University College Cork online. When she wanted to do something, she just did it. She was always so sure about things.
What about Leah?
Leah was probably pretty unhappy with me when she died. She had...
Hi, Mrs. Franklin.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Tina. Hey, Angie. Rita, these young ladies were friends with my girls. They all went to school together.
Nice to meet you, Mayor Menenda Simmons.
Nice to meet you, Angie?
No, I'm Angie.
I'm Tina.
Got it. Thank you for getting both my last names in there.
How's work at the dollar store, Angie?
Got fired.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you didn't deserve that.
No, I wicked did.
Oh, okay. Tina, how goes school? I forgot what you're studying.
Electrical engineering. School has been good. The commute sucks. But I like what I've been studying. Mayor Menenda Simmons?
You can just call me Rita.
Okay. Rita, I've been working on some stuff to collect data from the woods in hopes that I could find information to help with the recent disappearances. If I find anything...
Come by and show me?
Yeah!
Anytime. I'd appreciate it. Any help I can get, I'll take.
Really?
Hell yeah. I'm assuming you're putting that future electrical engineering degree to use in your pursuit of clues?
Among other things, yeah. Gonna see about tracking movement in the woods where everything's been happening.
I'd be thrilled to get any help I could manage. Just be careful going into those woods, okay?
Cool. I'll do that. I may have something for you in the next day or so, if everything goes right.
I look forward to it.
We should let you two go now. It was nice seeing you, Mrs. Franklin. And it was nice to meet you, Mayor. I mean, Rita.
Bye, girls.
Bye. Do you think that Angie knows how much she smells like weed?
Probably. She's not usually that quiet. I think she was trying to act normal. What were we talking about?
You were telling me why Leah was probably unhappy with you when she died?
Oh, yeah. She wanted a normal life. I told her I was fine with that. Her dad isn't a witch. She was a witch, but she didn't want that to be her purpose. I understood. Not just understood, but supported her choice. She hadn't done anything to try and find out what her thing was, you know? She graduated from high school, and that was it. I wanted to give her time to just exist, thinking maybe she'd figure out what she wanted to do. She loved so many things. I think she had trouble choosing a focus.
And you just wanted to support her in whatever she chose, the same way you're supporting Nora.
Exactly. But I don't think she saw it that way. It had been 2 years since I graduated, so I finally sat her down and told her that I needed to see her put in an effort to figure out what makes her want to get out of bed in the morning, or she'd have to start paying rent. I don't know if that was the right move on my part. She called me an overbearing bitch and told me I expected her to be just like her sister. I didn't. I wanted her to be her own person. She barely spoke to me for the week leading up to her death.
I'm so sorry.
I've been doing all the talking. How are you doing with your losses?
Mine have been complicated with magic.
What do you mean?
The TLDR? My friend was a powerful artificer and necromancer. And thanks to everything she did for humanity, she's been elevated to a higher plane of existence, where she's watching me. Not just watching, but guiding? Through a strange string of events, I've had that confirmed without a doubt.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So, you went from dealing with the grief of losing her completely to ambiguous grief.
What do you mean, ambiguous grief?
Ambiguous grief is what happens when a loss lacks closure. It's something one might experience when a loved one has dementia. They're still here, but not the same person they were. It's what someone who has gone no contact with family might experience. They've lost family who are very much alive. Someone might feel that for a loved one battling a terminal illness. There's a loss, but it's not complete.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, she's clearly still around, but not in the way I want her to be. Not in the way I need her to be. And I'm happy she's in my life in some capacity. I am. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but...
It's not ungrateful to wish your soulmate was still alive.
Thanks. The thing I said I needed to go to after this is because she gave me info on how to help the town.
How'd she do that?
Short answer... A hell of a lot of necromancy in my dad's pocket dimension. I need to go wrangle various flavors of witch to help me.
Dad's pocket dimension sounds like a euphemism.
Cool, thanks a lot. I could never say that again.
You want some help? I'm a witch on an extended bereavement leave from work.
I couldn't ask you to help right now. You've got enough on your plate.
You're not asking me. I'm asking you. Helping you will help me.
If I give you a spell someone else wrote, do you think you could figure out what you need to make it happen?
What's the spell?
It's a spell to hide a vampire. Would you be able to help with that?
Absolutely. Okay, Keegs, start the engine for me.
Viv and Rita stood outside of Rita's house, staring under the hood of the ice cream truck. After starting the engine, Keegan hopped out of the driver's side to join them.
How's it looking?
I'm just getting started. These schematics done left were thorough but complicated. Hold on.
What am I supposed to do? I thought we were going to work on a way to protect Aunt Sonny first. Wasn't I supposed to work on a spell to hide a vampire?
Your cousin? Is Becca your cousin?
Second cousin, something removed or whatever, but yeah, cousin.
Your cousin is working on the spell. She's gonna go talk to Orla. She also recognized your grandma Kiva's soul got a hand on the ball in writing that spell, because she says the structure looks similar to the one she wrote to make the Murphys not smell like food to Sunny.
Oh, that makes sense. Since both spells have to do with Sunny and perception, she could use the old one as a base.
She's over at Orla's working on it right now.
So what am I doing? I told you I couldn't make heads or tails of the memory altering device or the protection amulet. At least the technical aspects of it.
I delegated that work to some folks at the workshop.
Viv noticed some numbers and letters at the corners of the schematics for the protection amulet and memory altering device.
It's the way that Dawn's mom, Valeria, used to label and catalog her work. We found that, along with the same schematics that Dawn gave you, Valeria's journals in the workshop library had notes on the devices, and she had prototypes stored away.
She got her mom's soul to help her.
Yep. The only thing we're going to need your help with on those is a spell focus and potion for the memory alteration device. You can go ahead and cut the engine, Keegan.
What's the verdict?
It can be done, but it's going to take me a little while.
How long is a little while?
A few days? I don't know for sure. The schematics for adapting this truck for interdimensional travel were also something from Valeria's notes, but she never finished it.
Am I just here to start and stop the engine?
No, you're here to help me brainstorm problems. I've worked with you before, you're smart as hell, and your knowledge of the other world would be helpful.
Explain.
When Valeria was working on interdimensional travel adaptations for the truck, the trouble she ran into was connection to the other dimensions.
We were talking about this earlier. How do we get the connection we need to someplace we've never been?
Oh!
What?
Dawn thought of this.
She did?
Yeah. I think it's why she chose to give me the instructions to get the truck to the other world.
I'm lost.
Rita, just this morning, I was telling you that I knew the most about the other world, so I should go with you.
Yes, and then you proceeded to turn into a wolf and spar with Jaxie.
A guy can't get the zoomies.
You could turn into a wolf?
Yeah, he's a werewolf now.
Yeah, I'm a werewolf now.
You can't text me about it?
I'm telling you now. Can I continue?
Please.
As a druid, I can contact my ancestors in the other world. I have a special connection to it. I'm so good at it now, I can channel them into stuffed animals, but still.
Would you be channeling some old dead Irish witch into a Minecraft plush while we try to drive there?
Into a stuffed animal, no. Dawn was a necromancer and is currently dead, and the other world is a place for the dead humans. You used to send souls to the other world when you were being a reaper. If I can figure out how to channel an ancestor into myself, I think all of that combined would be enough to get us there.
I agree. I think that would be enough. I think that's why Dawn gave you the directions to get there.
You think that would be enough?
Didn't you say faith was a big part in the magic the truck runs on?
I did, but I don't want to make Sunny a widow.
I really think it'll work, Rita.
One of your favorite hobbies is taking pills you find on the ground. And you don't trust me on this?
That used to be one of my favorite hobbies. I have a flesh body and loved ones now. I can't do this kind of shit all willy-nilly anymore.
Rita, I think it's gonna work. I really do.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Viv, do whatever you need to do with the truck. I know Dawn would have trusted you implicitly with every inch of this thing.
On it.
You said the work would take a few days? You need to stay here while you work on it?
Nah, you've got a full house as is. I can teleport the commute.
Got it. Let me know if you change your mind. Keegan?
Yeah?
You go practice channeling ancestors. You don't stop practicing until you have it, you got me? I'm not gonna wily coyote us both into the side of those hills over there, alright?
I can do it.
You got it, kid.
I can do it. That's it, Bayo!
Hey, Orla. Sorry I'm late.
Nonsense. I asked you over last minute.
Sunny took off her jacket and sat on Orla's couch. Just moments ago, Orla texted Sunny asking her to come over as soon as possible.
What's wrong? Are you sick?
Oh, gracious. Why would you think that?
You texted me and said you had an urgent problem you wanted my input on, and being a doctor, I just assumed.
Goodness, I frightened you.
A little, yeah.
No, darling. This is about you. Becca just left here. We were looking over the spell that Dawn made to hide a vampire.
Oh, this is about me. The text had me spooked.
My apologies, Sunny. My grandchildren tell me I'm not the best at texting.
It's not your fault. I think my anxiety about other things colored how I interpreted your text. And young people have some strange decorum around texting. I get told all the time that I don't need to sign off on my text.
What? But it's polite.
I think so. At least other people our age appreciate my texting.
Well, my urgent problem shouldn't have you in a panic. I just need to present you with some options for the spell.
What do you mean, options?
Do you understand how the spell that quelled your hunger towards anyone in the Murphy family works?
As much as I understand anything involving magic. It was a blood magic spell, right?
Yes.
Before Ambrosio was killed, and all vampires were tasked with collecting souls for him, all humans smelled like food. Like, really good food. With this spell, you made anyone with Murphy blood smell like something other than food.
What do we smell like to you now?
Depends on the Murphy, but it's usually a nice nature smell. You smell like petrichor and honeysuckle.
Really?
Yeah.
How nice.
Will using the spell to hide me mess up the original Murphy spell? Is that the problem? I don't think I could manage.
Nothing of the sort, Sonny. The original spell will hold. Blood magic is strong. Spells all require a certain degree of self-sacrifice. And one's blood is the most precious and personal thing you could offer.
What's the problem?
This new spell to hide you from warlocks. Dawn and, clearly, my sister Kiva in the afterlife. They wrote it to work in a similar way, but in reverse.
What do you mean?
We do blood magic once more. Anyone who doesn't know you personally or doesn't have Murphy blood would perceive you as a human, even if they were told you were a vampire. You would no longer be out and proud. As far as any warlock searching for the vampire doctor of Murphy Bay are concerned, they would show up to find a woman with the same name and face, but who they saw as 100% human. Even if someone had a spell or device for detecting the undead, you would be perceived as human. It seems that Dawn has seen that people are distrusting of you as their doctor, and wanted to make sure your livelihood was safe as well. I wish I would have had the opportunity to meet her.
Oh, Dawnie.
What do you think?
If I chose to trust someone with this information and tell them I'm a vampire, would they be able to process that information? Would they know it's true because it's coming from me?
To be quite honest, I'm not sure how that would work. If it would work.
If I wanted to undo it later, could I?
I'm not certain. Blood magic is strong, because as long as the bloodline that began the spell persists, so does the spell. If you change your mind while I'm still alive, I'd do everything within my power to undo it.
And there are approximately 100,000 Murphys. That family line isn't ending anytime soon.
Unless something catastrophic happens, that is correct. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I'd feel like a coward, I guess.
Why?
Hiding who I am feels like something a scared person does.
Being scared and being a coward are not the same thing. Let me give you a hypothetical. If someone is transgender, and they live in a home where their safety would be at risk for being open about their identity, would you consider them a coward?
Not at all. But I don't think this is the same.
The same, no. Similar enough for comparison, sure. You had to hide that you were a lesbian for a very long time. Did that make you a coward?
No. Back then, homosexuality was considered a personality disorder. I ended up being homeless after my husband tried to send me to a treatment facility. I escaped when the car stopped for gas. He was sending me someplace where they were going to lobotomize me and try to shock the gay away until I became a shadow of who I used to be. This really is a similar level of danger, isn't it? If the wrong person learns I'm a vampire, they're going to suck the blood and bone marrow out of me until there's nothing left.
I think you're in more danger now than you were back then. I'm so sorry.
All I wanted was a normal life when we moved here. I wanted to be open about who I am on all levels. I wanted that freedom. I didn't expect the world to change like this.
Now, here's where your situation now is better than it was back in the 60s. You have a town full of Murphys who will see you, know who and what you are, and respect you all the same. You have a home full of love. You have a demigod for a wife, and she is crazy about you.
And the clinic. This could save the clinic.
The clinic?
New patients coming to see me. Even if they'd heard I was a vampire, they would see me at the office and then...
If the spell works correctly, they'd perceive you as human and assume the rumor about you being a vampire was simply an odd rumor.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
Oh, I hoped you'd say that.
I don't get to be out and proud to everyone about being a vampire, but that's how being a lesbian was for me for a really long time. I have so much going on for me right now. Like my family, and the chance to help people heal. I think I'd be a coward if I didn't give those things a fair shot. I shouldn't have to hide, but you're right. I'm in danger, and it's the smart thing to do. Besides, this time, I don't have to hide from everyone. There are plenty of people who know I'm a vampire and love me.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready? Right now? I thought you and Becca were...
The spell was well written. We had to go over the details, but Becca and I sorted them out. Before she left, she made a run to Murphy Bay Magic for supplies. I'm ready to cast the spell whenever you are.
Okay. Let's do it right now.
You are certain?
I'm sure. I've got patients to see.
Gonna find him. We're gonna find Rowan.
You couldn't find your ass with both hands right now. I can't believe you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. Look, this is a slushy.
Angela, we've been friends since we were little kids. I'm the one who taught you how to make a dirtbag margarita sophomore year. I can smell the tequila you dumped into the strawberry slushy.
Okay, so I'm a little buzzed.
You're more than buzzed. Just shut up so I can work.
What are you doing?
We literally just talked about it earlier today, remember? That was the whole point of us meeting up.
Oops, I forgot. I hotboxed in my car before I came over.
I know you did.
How?
I can smell.
Oh. Do you think the hot new mayor noticed?
Ew, she's old.
She looks like an old gas station bathroom got turned into a person.
And that does it for you?
Yeah, I like it.
Of course you do. While I'm not attracted to her, I think she seems like a good person. Mayor Hanar never even pretended to give a shit about Rowan disappearing. I want to get this done so I can help her figure out what the fuck's been happening. I just have to get these motion-activated lights set up at different points in the woods. They're all on stake, so I just need to stick a bunch of these in the ground.
So, a fucking bear can see, you know. So the bear can see in the dark to eat shredded cheese straight from the back.
No, the lights are just what I used to build this magic security system.
I forget that you're a witch now.
I was always a witch. I just learned about it a few months ago.
And you're an artsy-fister.
Artificer, yeah. Come on.
So, what are these lights for, if not to help a bear eat a cheese from the fridge?
If I've done everything right, they should act like a network of magical trail cams. Anything magical that happens within the motion sensors on these things should make them turn on and start recording. We should have a good chunk of these woods covered. I'm gonna pick them up tomorrow and see if they've recorded anything. Whatever took Rowan and let in the thing that killed Leia and Nora, It's been moving around these woods. If I can get a good look at it, I want to show Rita.
How many more spikes do you have to spoink?
Spoink?
Yeah, that's what you've been doing to them. Spoink!
Shh! Shut up! Do you hear that?
The hissing?
Yes!
It was too big for a snake. One of the sensors is glowing.
That means something magical has appeared nearby.
Fuck. No! My drink.
Shut up, Angie! For the love of all things holy!
Do you hear that? It sounded...
Shh!
Tina! Tina!
Help! Angie! Help! Don't let it take me! Angie!
Buddies, we hope you enjoyed that episode. The episode would not be possible without these lovely Patreon supporters. Like Nana Nussbaum, Jennifer Bosch, Patch, Harleen, Bethany, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Janice Weston, Anarchista, Percy, Nanya B, Kate Michigoose, Kate Genius, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Lutzi, Helen Clifford, Sewing Zaref, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. You know the deal. If you want to help us out, you can tell other people about the show. We don't take paid ads and we don't pay for advertising, so we grow entirely by word of mouth. The more people you can tell about the show, the more it helps us out. So if you have a corner of the internet you lurk on, be that Tumblr, Discord, Reddit, wherever you like to hang out, if you can tell other people there who might like the show about the show, that helps us and helps support our choice to be ad-free. If you want to help us even further, you can like, subscribe, leave a comment, rating, review, whatever your podcatcher of choice supports. The more action we can get in those algorithms, the more we can get recommended to people who might like similar things to Murphy Bay Magic, and people can find us just organically in the apps. If you are in a place to help us out monetarily, you can go to the show details and find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon page. Tiers start at just $1. There are rewards for everything Mixnomer does, everything Mixnomer will be doing. Reward levels go up to $10 a month. Everything goes directly to the cast and to the crew and to having better supplies, better software, better everything to bring you more shows. So we have a little savings account for upgrading everyone's equipment. We buy all of our actors' equipment that we feel like they need. And it's, you know, we're making this shit together, and your money directly goes to buying the very equipment we record on. And if you'd like to hang out with us, you can also find a link to the Discord server in the show details. I love the Mixnomer Discord server so much. It is my favorite place on the internet. Our shows attract just the sweetest sweethearts. I know I say this every time, but everyone is so fucking sweet. Everyone is such a sweetie. When we first opened up the Discord server, I was anxious about moderating, but literally everyone's just so sweet and doesn't want to hurt anybody else. It's just been, it's been a delight. If you want to come hang out with us, we do regular streams, we do craft clubs, body doubling, I have Stitch and Bitch every Thursday, we do game streams, a lot of it's Violet playing the video games because she is good at it and I am not. Yeah, it's tons of fun. We have a great time. It's a very supportive corner of the internet, so if you want to come hang out with us, please peep that link in the show details. But that's all I've got for you this time, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die.